Welcome back to Real Talk with Simply Tour. Listeners, I want to start off by letting you know I am a little bit under the weather, so I apologize for my voice, but I am going to push through this. You're going to hear those extra breaths, but look, sometimes you got to show up how you are, and that's okay. Today, we have the wonderful Veronica Edwards, who is the host of the Veronica Edwards Show, also on bizradio.us, as well as the owner of Balance Virtually. How are you doing today, Veronica?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, friend?
You know, I'm trying to fight through it. It's either these allergies or a cold or a mixture, but, you know, we're going to push through it and just hope it gets better.
Yes. Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. You mentioned for a while been on each other's shows once, but it's been, I feel like, over a year since we both talked to each other. So thank you for fitting me in.
Yes, it has been a while. And I know just things have been hectic, you know, school ending, business just been in different places. And yeah, and you've been traveling like crazy.
Oh my gosh. And last we talked, your last name was White. So now it's Garrison. So congratulations on the wedding.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So before we jump in, I just want to give you an opportunity to tell the listeners a little bit about yourself.
Sure. So like Tor stated, my name is Veronica Edwards. I'm the owner of Balance Virtually, which is an accounting firm, cloud-based here in Western North Carolina. So I am a CPA. I've been doing accounting work. Ooh, Tor, I'm getting old now, almost 20 years.
Ooh.
I know it. And my business is 5 years young. So I'm definitely, every year I feel like I'm pivoting. So I have definitely leaned into working now almost exclusively with bookkeeping for small business owners. Bookkeeping for nonprofit small business owners, and just trying to do things that more have a mission base. I found that that's definitely given me more of fulfillment. Still working with Mountain BizWorks, teaching the financial tools class where I met Tor through and her beautiful mother, Jenny Pickens, a consulting client of mine's. And so, yeah, so it's been good. Just like I tell people all the time, just because you have a business, it definitely changes all the time. So I'm just trying to make sure I stay fresh and stay on top of all the needs of the community and just staying relevant.
Right. And definitely a lot of changes. Business, I mean,
yes.
I didn't realize how fluid owning a business was. At first, I did not. And I will tell you, this last year taught me that you have to be able to just sometimes go with the flow and understand that there are a lot of ups and downs.
Yep.
That I can say I was not prepared for over this last year. And I don't know if it was a lot of, you know, planning a wedding in the process, but there were definitely some major ups and downs.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, and that's going to continue to come. And so that's why I just encourage those listening to the show and people in general, when you start thinking about something that's a hobby and you want to make it into a business, or you already have a business, but you want to make it more legit. If you're waiting for the moment that something pops in your head to say, okay, now you're ready, go ahead and do this, it's never going to happen. So just, you're going to have to push through the fear, push through the doubt. I'm sure, Tor, you experience the same as me, where you have that imposter syndrome here and there, and you're like, am I supposed to be doing this? Am I the right person for this? And you are. You just got to keep pushing through.
Right. And so tell me a little bit about how that process was for you. Like, have you had moments in the 5 years of your business where you're like, is this really what I want to be doing? Or has it always been like, I know this is where I'm supposed to be?
Oh, you know, about every month. First of the month, I'm always happy because I'm invoicing everybody. And then by the end of the month, I'm pulling my hair out. But you know, one thing that was for me, and I definitely have heard from having so many people on the show, is that it took other people seeing it in me and continuing to encourage me to keep me going. You know, so moments when I feel like, man, am I doing the right thing? I'll get a beautiful letter from one of my clients, or I'll get a referral from somebody, or I see one of my clients on the news doing something amazing in the community. And then I feel like, okay, I am doing the right thing. Like, I find those little signs that reassure me that, yes, this is the path that I'm supposed to be on.
Right, right. So tell me, how are you juggling it all? You have your business, you are a wife, you are a mother, and then you're also working at your son's school, correct?
Correct. Yep, I'm a W-2 employee at my son's school. I do the books for them. I'm the controller for the Association of Boarding Schools. I contract with Mountain BizWorks, and then I have about a dozen or so clients that I do bookkeeping and consulting with, and I have the podcast. So yeah, it gets crazy. But I will say, Tor, the biggest thing is my calendar. Like, if it's not in my calendar, it's not in my brain, it does not exist. And I apologize to people all the time. I'm like, if you don't just send me a meeting request, or you don't tell me something ahead of time and we don't lock it in the calendar, that I might not have it to remember. Because like you said, it's just too much stuff going around. And, you know, I only have one child, and I know you have two, and two different age groups too, in different phases in school. So I've been able, I feel like I'm cheating a little bit, because I just have one amazing son and he's going into third grade. And then I do things such as work at the school so I can be involved, but also bring in income, but also provide that diversity and inclusion. And Tor was able to bless my son's school, Asheville Episcopal Christian School. She came to talk about, you know, mental health and bullying and self-care. So I just try to find ways that what I'm doing that I'm passionate about, how can I incorporate that into my everyday life with my family too?
Yes. So I have a question, because I know one of the things that people don't always get, especially people super close to me, like friends or family, sometimes they get a little offended when I be like, look, you gotta get scheduled. I'm sorry. Like, I don't have a capacity to just do everything in a moment notice and like go out and have drinks, or go out and get something to eat, or go to a show. Like, I'm like, no, I need you to let me know. And 48 hours in advance, if possible, a week or two. But has that been difficult, like training your family and friends to like, look, I can't move at the drop of a dime?
Yeah. You know, one thing I will say, another secret to the success of being married to her for 14 years, we've never lived in the same city as our family.
Oh, that'll help. That will help.
That helps. But I will say that makes it even more challenging at times, because I am very close to my family. So I am always on the phone or doing a video chat, or we are trying to schedule trips. But yeah, I will say, any of my friends that know me, family and friends, they know, like, I'm usually booked out 2-3 months out. So like, I have some people already talking about, hey, let's do something Labor Day. I'm like, I'm sorry, like, 2023 is basically a wrap. So I would say it's probably more difficult for my husband, Carlos, because it is just me, Carlos, and CJ. So for us, it's like, he always says, can you pencil me in so we could have a day date or something like that? And I know he's joking, but he's serious, because I think it's also hard sometimes for partners to realize, yes, I have a business and I'm home a lot, but I'm working a lot. So just because I'm home doesn't mean I can just take a break for 2 hours and then we can go out to eat and hang out. I can give you 30 minutes here and there. But yeah, to your point, I just have to keep reiterating, especially to my husband. I'm like, hey, I want to do some things, but like, let's look at the calendar for the month, or let's look out for the next 2 weeks. And that's usually the best way that we can get on each other's calendar.
Right. And so do you use like Google Calendar, like a virtual calendar, or do you use a physical calendar as well?
I just use Google Calendar, and I'm like a control freak. Go figure with me with accounting. So I don't do like Calendly or whatever those sites are where people can then put meetings on your calendar. I'm like, that gives me hives even thinking about it. So I have about 3 different Google calendars based on different emails that I have. But for the most part, I just try to put everything in my personal calendar, and then I keep the other work calendars just to work meetings. And for whatever reason, that works for my brain. I'm able to manage it. And I do try to limit how many meetings I have a week and what days I do have meetings, because things do pop up. So if I schedule 4 meetings, I know I can end up with 8. So I try not to overload myself with too many. I try not to do more than 3 meetings in a day, I'll say.
Right. And that just comes with time management. And I think also the idea of practicing self-care, like, I don't know if you ever look at it like that, but by going in and saying, I'm only willing to do this many meetings a day, that's setting a boundary and self-care at the same time. Because I know one of the things I'm guilty for is that if someone like, oh, I need a meeting, like, it's really important, or if I have a client, especially if I have like a one-on-one client and they hit me up, like, there's been times I had clients in the middle of the night contact me and I just wake up and be there for them. And I'm just like, you know, and I haven't always taken my own advice with setting boundaries and really being like, you know what, I need time to myself to just breathe and be. And it may be that I'm still working, but I'm working on my own terms. You know, like, I'm not being mandated to do X, Y, and Z. Like, yesterday I was off, but I still sat down and like did emails and stuff like that. But it was like, I felt good doing it because that's what I wanted to do, not what I had to do.
Exactly. And you're right. You kind of have to be disciplined with yourself, because you have to teach people how to treat you. And for me, I learned, I'll wake up middle of the night a lot too, you know, a house full of boys, I say boys, my husband and my son. And I was telling Tor before we recorded, you know, I'm in the Starbucks parking lot right now because I needed a quiet space because the boys are out for the summer and Carlos is a teacher. And one thing that I have to do is I have to say no to people. Like, if someone wants to, you know, if I'm sending a email middle of the night, I'll schedule it so where it won't send until 8 o'clock. Like, I don't want people knowing that I'm up middle of the night or I'm working on the weekend. So I'll schedule one. That's one thing I've implemented the last year. Like, I'll schedule emails to go out. You know, I'll schedule different invoices to go out. And then also, I don't just jump. Even if I'm available for meetings, I'm trying to train my clients that I'm not a 24/7 service. So if you email me after 3 o'clock, I'm not necessarily going to respond until the next day. Or if you email me on the weekends, unless it's a dire emergency, which for accounting is not much, that would be an emergency on the weekend that I can help with anyway. I really do try to stop that knee-jerk reaction, because you're right, it's addictive. It's very easy for you to just want to just knock it off your to-do list.
That, you know what, you just gave me some stuff to think about, because one, how did I not know that you could schedule emails? I'm over here like, wait, you can schedule emails?
Yes, ma'am. Date and time.
I had no idea about that. I joke all the time and say, like, I am not tech savvy at all. Granted, I use nothing but Apple products, and I feel like you have to be a certain level of tech savvy for that. Yes. But I thought going to research what all can happen. I just needed to do the bare minimum. And obviously, moving forward, I am going to schedule emails, because I did not know that was a thing.
Yes, ma'am. So at any time, I can have like 10 emails ready to be sent in a couple of hours. But I had a boss that he brought that to my attention one time, not for myself, but for him personally, that he got reprimanded by a boss saying, hey, what are you doing working at 2-3 o'clock in the morning? Which I thought was amazing that a boss recognized, like, I don't care if that's what you like to work. No, don't do that. You know, like, and that's when he put me on to, you know what, I'm still going to get up and work, but I just schedule it so I'm not one disturbing or offending anybody. But also, you know, when you step back and think about it, no, I don't want to create this craziness and circus where people think that I'm accessible at any time. That just is, you know, a formula for disaster.
Right. So I have a question. Like, I know one of the things, especially me being, you know, when I left the workforce to work for myself 100%, and I was like, you know, as being my own boss, I realized a lot of the issues I've had with previous bosses. And it's just the idea of certain things that I just, you know, like the culture of the workplace sometimes is not always the best. So
Right.
for you working a W-2 job as well as being a business owner, do you sometimes like have to remind yourself that you're not the boss at your W-2 job, or does it just flow naturally? You can like turn it on and off.
Well, the good thing, Tor, I will say, is I picked positions where I am a W-2, where I'm not micromanaged at all. So I do kind of feel like it's still my little business. So
Yes.
at my son's school, I am the only degree accountant, so the principal leans on me to just get it done right. And, I work with the treasurer, that is remote. So I just send her reports and I just do my thing. So I've been lucky in that position to where I don't necessarily have a boss. I'm not necessarily clicking, clocking in and out. And then for my Association of Boarding School W-2 job, again, lots of flexibility. I work 100% remote, so there are check-ins at time. And that with that particular job, I will say that I'll probably will be wrapping up within a year or so because I am getting to that point where I don't even want to check in for a staff meeting. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even want to go to a retreat. And it's nothing against the company because they're amazing. I just know that now that I'm 5 years old in my business and I have more consistency with income and clients, it's been kind of like a security blanket. So I'm at that point where I need to push myself a little bit too to get out of that comfort zone. I remember, Tor, when you was in that same position, and it was like you're losing business if you stay at that job. And that's where I'm getting at that point now where I'm turning down so many clients that I'm starting to revisit, okay, can I, like you said, that balance is starting to get a little heavy.
Yes. And I think it's very like important that you brought up the idea of my being micromanaged, because I know that is like one of the biggest things I struggle with. But not only what's weird is I struggle with it personally, as I do not like to be micromanaged. Like, if you trust me to do something, I think you should trust me to do it, right? I understand saying like, hey, yes, you did this, but I wanted to make sure you thought about this, whatever, because it's yours. But don't like constantly, oh, I need to see what you did. Can we talk at one? Can we talk at two? Can we, like it's more stress than it needs to be. But one of the things that I struggle with also, though, in thinking about hiring people, is that I have that same mindset that I feel like if I give you something, I shouldn't have to follow up with you constantly to make sure it's done. But what I found is that a lot of people don't have that mindset because the culture of the workplace has been micromanaged. And so I realized that a lot of people need to be micromanaged.
And one tip I'm going to give to you, Tor, and to the listeners that own a small business and you're looking to hire somebody. I personally hired another entrepreneur to work for me. So that person had the mindset of, okay, this is the end result. Check in with me when you need me to. So I've been fortunate with teaching at Mountain BizWorks. I meet a lot of great people. And I met a young lady about almost 3 years ago that has her own business, but liked to do accounting and wanted to learn from me. And now we've been working together for almost 2 years. And I pay her very well. So that's another piece to where she, even though on paper we're not partners, but I treat her like a partner and I don't necessarily pay her a set rate. I pay her a percentage. And then also she has the entrepreneurship mindset to where she knows when to reach me. We check in when we need to, but I just know me. I'm never going to be a person that's going to have a staff of 20, 30 people that I'm managing with hundreds of clients. So it kind of just goes with your personality. I'm very chill. I don't have time for no nonsense. And I like to surround people with me too that work hard and play hard.
Right. And that, to me, that is a perfect way to end this conversation, because I think it's very important, especially as a business owner in whatever capacity, but especially when we talk about entrepreneurship and small businesses, making sure that you hire people who align with you, who are not going to cause more stress than support. And that's one of the things that I think, it's one of those big hurdles that you have to navigate when you talk about going into business for yourself, because the idea is always to scale up. And in order to scale up, you can't do it by yourself. And so you have to depend on people. And I think a lot of times we get caught in and we have to depend on people that we already know, or like hope that we can bring our family with us, or whatever the case is, and understanding that those might not always be the right people for your business in that moment. And you have to remember there's a separation between business and friendship. And running a business is a whole nother beast. It really is.
And I've learned with my relationship with my husband, we don't work together well.
Oh
So,
my gosh. Listen. Listen, that's a whole nother topic for another day. We should maybe bring our husbands on and just ask them how it is for them
absolutely.
dealing
Because
with
when I tell
us.
you, I can't even work out with my husband, and so I definitely can't work with him. So yeah, so I give props to all those that have family-owned businesses that are successful. It's just not my ministry.
Listen, even my dad, my dad has a very scaled business. I consider it a small business anymore, and I wouldn't dare work with my daddy. We are too much alike in personality, and we both want to be the boss and think we know what is best. So, but Veronica, I want to thank you for talking with me again today. I apologize that I'm a little under the weather, but as always, it's always a blessing and an honor to talk to you and to hear what you've been doing and how you manage some of the things that are new to me in this world of entrepreneurship. I'm sure I'm going to have you back on, and yeah, like we're going to continue out. So can you tell the listeners how to get in touch with you?
Absolutely. And Tori, your voice got even better towards the, end of the show. So I'm excited for you. I know you have
Yeah.
more recordings today.
That's the blowing of the nose.
So yes, my website is balancevirtually.com, and you can also follow me on IG and on Facebook. You can also find the Veronica Edwards Show on bizradio.us, comes on Wednesdays at 10 a.m. But yeah, you can always send me an email. I'll try to get back to you within 48 hours. And yeah, I just appreciate all the support from everybody in Western North Carolina and abroad. It's been a fun ride these last few years in the entrepreneurship world, and it's been even more fun being on bizradio.us.
Thank you so much. Again, listeners, it was wonderful having you all here with us today. You can find me at bizradio.us or at simplytour.com. Until next time.
Thank you for listening. If you liked what you just heard, be sure to subscribe to the podcast and be sure to visit bizradio.us to find hundreds of other engaging conversations, local events, and more.